Thanks for joining me, Sunshines, on the Tuesday. We're off to Hollywood Bets Gravel on the Poly Track on the Wednesday. And then, of course, on the weekend, there's racing at Hollywood Bets Durbanville, a smashing meeting on the public holiday, my goodness me. And there's also Hollywood Bets racing from KZN on the Sunday. So this meeting, we've got the usual these days. Eight races are carded. The bipot starts off in race one. Don't forget about your Champion Punters Challenge, where you can now win in the region of two bar if you get it right with the progressive jackpot. And we've got the 10,000 must be won daily amongst the top 20 finishers on the leaderboard. And it's also Wednesday night, so you've got the Spinner Zonke jackpot race, 8:30 through to 10:30 at R2 a spin. That's also up for grabs, big prize money on the Wednesday night, and I know a number of people who get involved in that. So, the programme at Hollywood Bets Gravel. Sorry, I was just doing something. There's also racing going on in the Cape. I'm hoping for this next one to arrive. But anyway, the first race, number two on the card, is a horse called Lulu the Legend. Now, this is not a strong field. This is a first-timer who is owned by the Hollywood Syndicate, making the debut. The comment there is, will need the experience. This one is trained by Dean Cunningham. I see a 70,000 buy. It's a half-brother, by the way, to that horse, Naval Guard, who's trained by Paul Peter, who is certainly a very, very useful campaigner. So we've got to keep an eye on that one. There's another debutant, a horse here called Mac Hardy, who's from the Andre Nall yard. I see only making the debut as a four-year-old. It says green type, quartet chance. I see the seven, Moon Harvest, now has a tongue tie fitted. Moon Harvest ran creditably first time out. Number seven, Moon Harvest, is the favourite at 2.27-1. Now the scratching here is number four, Sirens of Silence. Number two, Lulu the Legend, opened 2.86 with Hollywood Bets, www.hollywoodbets.net, went 3-1, is now back at 2.86-1, and then you've got Mac Hardy at 3.33-1. Another Day in Africa is at 4.55-1. I see Ashwin Reynolds has a share in this one. Nathan Cotson only has the one runner for the day. The bonus here is the apprentice takes off 4 kgs, so carries 56 kilograms. This was 110,000 purchased last time out. Ran behind Imposing, four lengths behind Imposing. We know what happened with Imposing, came out and ran last on the poly and then absolutely hosed him. With that apprentice allowance, I thought this one was a nice horse for the exactors possibly. So 4.55-1, going with number five, Another Day in Africa in the first leg of the bipot from the seven, Moon Harvest, the two, Lulu the Legend, but a betting watch is certainly called for, and then the three, Mac Hardy. See what happens in the market. Race two, the first leg of the Place Accumulator, Gold Circle Racing YouTube channel, is run over 1,700 metres. This is a maiden plate where number one, Quantifier, will take no part. Number two, Johnny's Hope, is at 1.33. At one stage was it even money. Political Party is firm at 2-1. Three, Cherokee Trail, is at 5-1. I think we have to watch out for a horse here called Numzahn, who opened 7.14, is now 6.67. And a placing there is just under 7-10. This horse first time out, it has been rested for some 80 days. I saw it was very well related. But first time out round in the Sales Cup, behind Mover and Shaker, jumped awkwardly, steadied at the 300. This was a 600,000 purchase, Numzahn. And this is, by no stretch of the imagination, a strong field. Going with number two, Johnny's Hope, but a keen eye on how number four, Numzahn, fares. Then the five, Political Party, and the six. 2, 4, 5, 6 does it in the start of the PA. Race three, www.tabgold.co.za, over 2,000 metres. This is a merit-rated 74 handicap for the fillies and mares and will be the start of the pick six. Now, the betting situation in this race, number four is You Deserve It, who's quoted at 3.03. There's not much between them. Green Sleeves is at 3.57. Name of the game is the same, 3.57. Aerial View is at 3.75 to 1 in the betting. You Deserve It, at one stage reeled off three very useful victories. As one from won the course and distance. It is the second run after the rest. But my selection here is going to be number 7, Aerial View, from the Mike Miller Yard, in front of the three, who is Master's Beauty. Now, the blinkers are off, the cheek pieces are back on. This one hasn't won for 667 days, but you can't read much into that because there was that very lengthy layoff. Number 3, Master's Beauty, is my idea of an improver year. Then the 5 and the 4. 7-3-5-4 in race 3, but Aerial View is the first choice. We leave the start of the pick 6 and go on to the commencement of the jackpot, where Aventador, also owned by the syndicate, is at 3.33. Lucretius has won the last two under this youngster, Cole Dickham, who really has produced that horse well. So those are the joint favourites. After that, we've got number 10, Secret Giver, at 4.55. Sonjador is scratched. Take out the 8, Sonjador. In this race, I really like the third favourite, number 10, Secret Giver. This horse is reunited with Warren Kennedy. I see last time out run fourth behind Maximus. The last horse there has come out and won, and that horse was Imposing, who was 6.70 lengths behind. There were just some of the form lines I like. I know he's drawn widest of all. He's carrying the 60.5, but I'm going with the 10, Secret Giver. I like a little bit of that 4.55 placing just over 8 to 10. In front of the 4, Lucretius, who is 2 from 2, by the way, with the cheap pieces, 3 from 4, course and distance. Then the 6, Living Waters. This ran the other day. Living Waters was 3rd, 4.40 lengths behind Fever. That was over the 1900. So that's going to be the third choice. Just confirming that wasn't the case, if my memory serves me correctly. Dropped in Trip now is back to 1900. Then the 2. So 10-4-6-2 in race 4, that merit rated 68 handicap. Race 5 is a merit rated 82 handicap for the fillies and mares. In the fifth race, this horse Beckoning Beauty is carrying a low weight here. Beckoning Beauty is at 3.03. The apprentice takes off the fall, so we got 51.5 kgs. Louis Huerson's only runner for the day. He's got a small string these days, Louis, but he's been around for a long time. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's a shrewdie. He's back on the poly. Last time was on the poly, reeled off two in a row. I'm going with the 4, Beckoning Beauty, in front of the 7, Slalom Queen. Now, Slalom Queen is bottom of the boards here at around 8.33. But have a look at some of the company she's met in the past. My goodness me, she's run against far stronger. She drops 5 points, tries the poly. As I say, a big drop in class, 685 days since she's won. But I thought she could improve the 7, Slalom Queen. After that, the 2, Ethiopian Queen, who must also be respected, by the way. I was having a look there. I see with the tongue tie on, that's helped the horse turn the corner. That equipment has run second and first, and then the 6. 4-7-2-6, race 5. Race 6, merit rated 69 handicap, and the betting for the 6th race, these races all fairly open. Pindam Zala ran just the other day. Now 720 odd days since Pindam Zala won. Was 5th, 3.05 lengths behind Gimme the Rainbow. That was on Monday. Open race, I'm going with the 2, Trafalgar Square, in front of the 5, Hampton Court, hoping for a good one for Dennis Bosch. 2 from 5, the stable companions. Trafalgar Square, 3.03. Take out number 4, Guy Fox. Then the 9, Valiente, who we liked a little bit last time. And then the 1, 2591. By the way, I must say, this horse, Philly Spiel, has some very useful form to its credit, really. 2 from 2 over 1,000 metres. But what completely puts me off there is the poly form. Very poor poly form. 7 starts, only 1 placing, so certainly prefers the turf and maybe a preference for Scotsville. Race 7, the Greville Convention Centre, over 1,200 metres. Night Warrior is going to be the pick here, 3.57-1. I just mentioned him. Dennis Bosch has been in fine form. Musi's been booting them home. Going with the 1, Night Warrior, from the 2, who is Father's Frost. Then the 6 on the card, Just a Guy Thing, and the 3, Spy Master. 1-2-6-3. Race 7. And we end off with race 8, which is the Hollywood Bets Bright Future. This is a merit rated 68 handicap. Count Marsh is at 2-1. Count Marsh has been in fine form. 100% strike rate in the first 4 over the course and distance. Has been upped 4 points. I'm going to take my chance of the syndicate horse here, the Hollywood Syndicate. Number 6, One Shot Wonder, who's at 7.14. In front of the one, Count Marsh. There are some swings here in the weight with Count Marsh, obviously. And then I'm going to mention a complete roughie, who is a horse called Crested Eagle, who's dropped from a 94 to a 66. 462 days since the last victory. The blinkers are off and also drops in class. That's got Rachel Wernicke aboard. That'd be my shrewdie in race 8, 25 to 1. And then after that, the four Global Secret, 6-1-3-4. And that concludes it for the Wednesday. We'll be back with the story and everything else. Saturday, Hollywood Bets, Durbanville. A lot to look forward to at the country course. My goodness me. We'll be ready to fire once again. Enjoy. Thank you, sunshine. Hit them hard. Bye-bye.